Time to move on and look east. I have talked 100 times about the rift, the crack, the chasm, and the divide between the east and west on this planet. It has grown considerably since I've been watching the turmoil develop. It is really one-sided, and the west has instigated literally all the dividing actions. For countries such as Russia and China are not participating in diversionary antics when it's in their backyards. When a country like Japan and China have issues, or countries like South Korea and North Korea have issues, and any country other than the ones attached to the USA are having issues, then guess what? That is none of the USA's business, and she needs to keep out of it. China is the power in her area, and Russia is the power in their area, and so on and so on. The biggest issue that has developed and caused the rift to widen into a canyon between the East and West is that the fact that America has decided that she is the world boss. And that is akin to allowing a 2-year-old child to drive a car. America is too damn immature to run anything, and until she grows up, that will be a while, she needs to stay in her playground and destroy Canada's and Mexico's life if that makes her happy. Otherwise, she can go to hell in a handbasket. I said several times that Russia needs to stop looking to the West, and for the most part, they are working on that. I have said that Russia has nothing but a future of pain if they continue to allow the West to interfere. I have said that Russia needs to turn her back and sever the ties. It has to be done, for to continue the ties is creating what is happening now. The ruble is under attack by the West, and Russia needs to grab the Chinese yuan and use it as the main currency to peg the ruble against. The fact that at the end of this last year, China dumped a bunch of dollars, and to cover up, the West had to fake a Belgium buying spree. Makes it perfectly clear what the future is going to bring. China tested the waters and watched a panicked West play cover-up to keep the masses from squirming. The West does not have anything to back her up, and she is broke. If I was China, as well as Japan, I'd be selling dollars at a steady pace and not stop until she sees the white of the U.S. eyes, then dump those dollars in one fell swoop. If I was Russia, I would dump the dollars right now, not tomorrow, and I'd make my international basket with yuan, euros, gold, silver, and other commodities. This would give China the understanding that it's time to bite the bullet. I laugh when I read about the full faith and credit of the United States. When we are talking about a war-mongering, overtaxed, overspending, over-indebted, and over-medicated nation of media-controlled psycho dimwits, yes, the U.S. is going to slam into a brick wall with her government-bought green shoots a-flying in the breeze, and only 1 in 10,000 people living inside its borders are going to see it coming. We are that deaf and dumb to reality in America. It is sad. Greed is the downfall, and until the East realizes that it does not need the West to thrive, and it does not need the West to enjoy life, until the East gets in her head that life would be better after reconsideration of her directions, then the world can get on with business. Yes, the U.S. will try to take the world with her and start a war. Sorry, but it is time to end the farce. I am ready to get it over with, because I want to see a world that is in peace and not a Western turmoil of crap all the time. So as in how I recommend Russia and China to do, I will do myself. I will disassociate myself from the dollar and from America. It is time to never use another dollar ever again. I am able to travel the world with rubles, yuan, euro, and many other currencies. I do not need to ever hold a dollar in my hand again, and I will still eat, drink, and be merry. You may say, big deal. I say it may be all I can do, but it is one less person using dollars and allowing the U.S. to wage war all over the world. If enough people like me do just what I am doing, then the dollar will rot even faster. I no longer accept a West that warmongers daily, interferes daily in good country's business, treats her own people like slaves, and is run by neoconservatives. We all know that neoconservatives love power, death, and control by force. The changes are noticeable on Windows to Russia. The website is going to become a different way. Even as I write this, the development will be finalized in a few weeks. The straw that broke the camel's back came a week ago. Savetta and I talked to a group of boys at the local McDonald's, and after a few hours of talking, something struck me. As I was speaking to these Russian boys, something struck me very soundly. I am needed here in Russia to dispel the lies that have been planted and the games that have been instilled with the society. Russians really think still that the U.S. is like a knight in shining armor and it could ride over the hill and save everyone. They, Russians, have gathered their information from Hollywood, video games, and TV programs. So therefore, since TV and movies still hold mystic in Russia as true venues of media, they desire to believe that a video game is really what America is about. The pain is obvious when you speak to Russians and they are realizing that America is a lying scab on the earth. It actually bothers them worse than it does Americans in America. I have talked about this, that desire and dream of what democracy is to the world. And even though democracy is impossible and not at all even close to what is happening in reality, many in the world dream of that concept of democracy. Strange, huh? We in America live under fascism and we spread democracy to control the world. For we do truly think that we can spread and expand our territory by displacing smaller, weaker nations on the earth. I call it being a bully. That is enough today, and since I have become very upset for what is happening to Ukraine, Syria, Libya, North Korea, Venezuela, and many, many, many more countries, all in the name of the red, white, and blue flag of the USA, I have decided to turn my back and concentrate on the rest of the world. For what I see back home is not worthy of caring about, and if my family wanted to get out, I will help them. If my friends want to get out, I will help them. Home is where the heart is, and my heart is here in Russia with Savetta. For if you live in the USA, you are living in a cesspool and you have no freedoms. I am free, for I have broken those bonds, and I look east now, just as Russia needs to continue doing and focus on the future, for the future is not the West anymore. Posted by Kyle Keaton, Windows to Russia.